tradition, there are many traditions behind this about offering the flowers to the Blessed Virgin, obviously one of those being virginity, about saying, Lord, thank you for this gift, and Mother Mary, thank you for helping me along the way of this virginity that I have, and my gift to you about saying thank you for this help, and help me, as you were forever virgin and ever pure and ever true, help me as well to be the best spouse I could be. She was the best mother, and so she is, of all the saints, somebody that lived a life, a Christian life, she would be the one that we're like, yep, top of the pack there, and then right after her comes God. So, you know, is she God? No, she sure isn't. Do we like worship this statue? No, we don't do that at all. But we say, we honor her. It's like you have a picture of mom or something like that, and say, Mom, on different anniversaries and stuff, you may put a flower there or something like that. Just remind you of mom's love and what she has done for us. So such is the case here about St. Mary. Thank you for the help that you've done for me. And continue to pray for us as you're with God now. Continue to pray for us that we may forever love as you love. To get a son such as this who is willing to sacrifice everything. So, yeah, Jesus is going to talk about Sarah. Good to have you guys. How do you feel? Yeah, I'm ready to leave. What's that? Oh, I don't know, we can pray a rosary. That's sweet. That's very sweet. The Lord be with you. God, the eternal Father, keep you in love with each other so that the peace of Christ may stay with you and be always in your home.
Amen. Amen.
May your children bless you, your friends console you, and all people live in peace with you.
Amen.
May you always bear witness to the love of God in this world so that the afflicted and the needy will find in you generous friends and welcome you into the joys of heaven. Mr. and Mrs. Mark and Sarah Wasser. Congratulations.